Who better to talk about what's happening here locally, especially in the world of government, is our great friend Marty Hawk. Marty, good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, I am fine. I am fine. My lawn person's out there mowing the...
On Wednesday.
There's no grass to mow, but boy, they're mowing at any rate. It's too hot and too dry to mow a yard, it would seem to me, but then I don't get to be in charge.
Well, you are in charge of our tax dollars, though, and that's way more important. Your grass will grow back, but our money tree, we got to take good care of it, right? So each year it blooms and we can get more and more and more money to make sure we can make sure the county is running on the up and the up.
Well, you know, it is just, if you don't watch every second, something just flies right by you and there goes another tax right out. It's like, oh, well, how about this tax and that tax and whatever. And I feel so bad for the taxpayer, really, because each taxing unit is thinking, well, they could raise the tax here or there, and then, you know, the school will raise it, the city will raise it, the county will raise it. Well, remember, if you live in the city, you still pay county taxes, and you still pay the city taxes, and you still pay for the Monroe County Community School System taxes, and then you see what I'm saying? I feel so bad for all.
Well, don't stop now. Keep adding taxes. Why not?
Oh, shut. Why not? Why not? And I'm telling you, that's what we're going to be hearing at the state level. There was a meeting about that just yesterday at the state level, having to do with road funding. And, you know, roads and bridges are, it's just continues to be more and more expensive to do. And yet the revenue is not as much as it was in the past because for our roads, we rely on the gas tax for the most part. And while the expenses to take care of the roads, you know, fill the potholes and whatever to try to keep it up to the level it should be taken to, the revenue is going down because with vehicles that don't use as much gas, or some people not using any gas at all, that revenue is just not coming up in the amount of money it takes to really maintain these roads as bridges. One of the things that I was just reading about LTAP, and that's the group from Purdue University that puts all of these numbers together for folks, and just about everybody in this different cities and counties works with LTAP, and they're saying it's going to be billions of dollars over the next few years just to try to bring these roads and bridges up to where the standards are. So that's
important, because if we don't have bridges and roads that work, everything else kind of dominoes the wrong direction, doesn't it?
Right, it sure does. Now, there's two different funds to pay for bridges here. And remember, the county is responsible for all the bridges unless it's state bridges everything inside the city or outside of the city, the county has to maintain those bridges. And we do have a local bridge fund, but that does not bring in enough money. It doesn't begin to cover all of the expenses that would be included if we were still trying to maintain these major bridges. And remember, that major bridge fund's not been in place in the whole scheme of things that long, but it's a good thing we have it because it's the bridges that are over 200 feet, and we're getting, you know, this is a county that has bridges. That's just what we have to have. So, and so that is on your property tax, and it's sitting there with a rate, 0.0333, and that rate goes against whatever your assessed value. So as your assessed value goes up and that rate remains the same, you're going to be paying more and more into that bridge fund for the major bridge. But the local bridge that covers other local expenses, that sets within that frozen levy, right inside that general fund where we're always looking, how can we find money for it to pay for the sheriff's expenses and the courts and everything, setting aside that frozen levy fund, and that local bridge fund sets within there. So it's sitting there with a rate of 0.0213, and that times a much higher assessed value. It keeps pulling more and more of that frozen levy away from the rest of the general fund. But, indeed, even though it does bring in more money, the other day I think I was told it was going to be about another $200,000 for next year, that really, at the price of what it takes to repair these bridges, and it's not just the bridge itself, but there's so many feet as they entry into that area, and they try to do it with as much local our own staff as possible, but it's not possible to do that all the time. And just between the equipment and the supplies and everything to do that, that is very expensive. So I think over the long haul, long-term planning, we're going to have to probably take a look at when we might have to start bumping more money into that particular fund, because no matter what, if you put your kids on a school bus, they're going to be going over a bridge most likely.
Absolutely.
At some point in time. So it is important. That's one. I mean, that is really so very important that we do that. And while I know that we all want to work together, try to make the budgets work, I think we have to take a look at what is imperative, what's life and death, or what could be.
Well, there should be a ranking system where we start there and then work our way down instead of the hopes and dreams of every right. There's the critical, there's the necessary, and then there's the, well, if we have anything left over, it sure be nice if. I don't know if that's how it works. Why don't you tell our listeners how that pecking order does work?
Right. Well, there's certain budgets that's required, that state requires the county do, you know, the operational type budgets. You know, we have to have the court system. That's a very expensive system, justice system. And then, you know, the assessors and the clerk and the recorder and the treasurer and the auditor, and I'm probably, and the did I say assessor? Probably even some out. But those are things that the state says these are the ones that you must do. And then they don't require us to have a parks department, but we have it and we love it, and I think people enjoy it.
And it's so a quality of life thing, absolutely.
Right, right. So there's always a lot of ways that during budget hearings we're going over this and say, what can we help do more for, and what do we need to pull back on? And as a reminder, for this year, we made the decision last year during budget time to give a substantial raise to the county employees. Many of us said, well, that's impossible. How are we going to do it? Well, we did it by tapping into our reserves. And so you cannot keep going into the reserves and keep growing that expenditure in your reserves person, you wouldn't have reserves now.
So what takes over what takes over for the reserves? Because you, like you said, you can't just use that. You need a reoccurring source, don't you?
Right, and so that's why our frozen levy with our property tax, we receive that. Of course, that comes in twice a year. But then the other major revenue source, of course, in this past year was the interest rate, which had jumped up and brought us in a lot more money than what it had been for a few years. But the really larger one is the one that the state has been saying for quite some time now, that locals could have a local income tax. So that's where it really brings in millions of dollars. And that is when people say, well, the other units around us, the counties around us, have a higher income tax rate than Monroe County does. When you look at their rates, it also includes money for the schools, and it includes a larger sum of money, percentage of it, that's going to keep the property taxes lower and paying in income taxes rather than that. And many of them don't even have an economic development tax, which we have now, and there's a real feeling that the city might very well increase that economic development tax, because as you've been watching some of the things they're doing, they look like as if they might be looking around for some additional revenue. So that is how, you know, when we talk about what we can do here, the state tells us what we can and cannot do. So they will let us have, like, for instance, the special purpose tax, which the county went to the state years ago to ask for that because the city wasn't interested at the time to join us in doing that, so that the state gave the county itself permission to have a special purpose tax, and that was supposed to be, at the time, it was supposed to be for a detention center, which many of us did not want a juvenile detention center, but the legislation was written in such a way that if you didn't have a detention center, then you could use it for youth services for our youth shelter. But we had to reduce what we were spending out of our county general that we were spending on the youth shelter and reduce our property tax by that amount in order to have this and use this for the youth shelter. And over time, that rate that we have with that special purpose tax has been bringing in millions more than what is actually their budgets are to operate and to maintain the services they're providing. And so they had really grown that operating and that balance, cash balance,
Let me ask you a question there, because I can hear my people yelling at me in the background. So, well, if we have this tax rate and it brings in this much, but we're not using that much, well, why don't we just lower the tax rate? Why do we keep just hoarding the money, for lack of a better term?
Right. Oh, absolutely. And that's why last year when they were talking about, well, we really needed to have a jail tax because we needed money to help support the jail system and so forth, I said, well, look, we've got more money over here than what's needed with this tax rate. And since the county is in total control of that special purpose tax, we can reduce that rate at least for a while until they get that cash balance spent down. And then, you know, we may have to put it back in at some point in time. Depends on everything that happens. As I said, once again, you have a tax rate against people getting paid a lot more money in the county. That brings in more money for whatever rate you might have established, thinking that was a good rate at the time. Then everybody's income goes up, and it's bringing in a lot more money, just keeping the same rate. But anyway, we pulled that rate out and pulled it over here for the jail tax last year. And that was about $400,000. That still leaves the special purpose way too high in their cash balance. So last night when we were talking about taking the jail tax for building the jail, the new jail, up to 0.2, and it was clear there was not 100% support for taking it to 0.2. We did go ahead and say, well, you can advertise it for that so people can come and speak in favor or against, but that doesn't guarantee that the people who said go ahead and advertise it will vote in favor of it. But I wouldn't even vote to move it forward that far unless they would go into this special purpose tax and reduce that down to where it made logical sense, and bring that over there here so that the actual effect by the taxpayer will be, you know, a great deal less money, because if 0.01 brings in $465,000, I think it's, or maybe it's $426,000, well, if you take that and reduce that from the 0.08 and move over about 0.05 into relief for the taxpayer, well, then you take five times the one and you see how much money that we would be saving for the taxpayer. Now, that's not permanent, but I'll tell you what, if we can save several hundreds of thousands of dollars for the people in Monroe County,
we should
do it.
Amen. Marty Hawk is our guest, the county councilwoman. Takes us inside how the sausage is made. It's important because it's your sausage, and that's you've worked hard to earn that sausage. Marty, the biggest question I get always, each week, every week, I know you're in budget talks now, but does the jail project move along? When is a timeline? Is there a drop date dead? Are we trying to be bored into submission here? Where are we? What's going on?
Oh, I think people want a time frame to make it sound like as if the world's going to blow up around us if we don't decide the X, Y, and Z. And that's just a good way to try to push us into making a decision without having every opportunity to look at everything that we could do. So at one of the more recent meetings, our county council president said, when we come forward to talk about this, if you're saying no, you don't want to go this far with it, then bring another whatever your suggestion is. What do you plan to do instead? So I started doing some homework and started contacting the other county councils throughout the state to see how many counties had their courthouses setting, their court system setting there right with their jail. And it's just is not happening. They're not all co-located. And so that's...
And somehow they survive, huh?
Oh, they do. They get through it just somehow. They just do. And one of the things that I did was, and I might have talked with you about this last week, I don't recall. Did I tell you about, I was looking at all the information from Vigo County because they very recently,
yes,
not too long ago, built, and suddenly they were out of bed space, you know, by the time they got moved in, even though they had a big work release center with their community corrections. And so they were able to, for a while, release, and instead of just releasing somebody out onto the street, they were sending them to the work release so that they could go out during the day and earn a living and come back in, and that they are then in detention so they can have training or whatever in the evening. And then they have a better opportunity to see how those people are coming along. So then I thought about, well, if because many people have been talking to me about a work release center, some of the people who work in the court system have been talking about that. And part of that was even when they were talking about what we could do with the ground. And I thought, well, why would we do that out in the middle of the country when people wouldn't even have a way to get to work, whatever. So I'm thinking, well, let me see. The Bloomington Hospital tore down their hospital and built another one, and the beds weren't enough. And all those beds were gone from the hospital because the hospital was destroyed, as the whole plan was. But what are we going to do with our justice building downtown? If the whole system moves out, then you've got the cost of what are you going to do to remove that building. One of the counties I checked, don't even remember which one now, it was over $4 million to tear down a building. And I'm thinking, well, if people really are sincere about saying they need a work release center, and you've got a detention facility there already.
What are we going to do with the parking garage? We just built it.
Well, I mean, then the courts could just stay right there.
That's a great idea. They're already there.
The work release center right there.
There you go.
And then the release of anybody coming out of the jail could go to that justice system for to the justice building where it is now for their actual release. So they would then not have to worry about
it. Just repurpose it. Don't tear it down, right? Use it for something that's a positive development in our
right.
community.
Right. And
well,
what
that's a good
you
idea.
Do, oh, well, see, I'm sure they're all going to tell me I'm crazy or a loon, but whatever. And they said, I mean, literally said, come up with an idea. Well, that's an idea. It may not be anybody's idea of what would work.
Well, it's not the brightest, shiniest. We get to spend the money and decorate and do all this and tell everybody we've got the top of the line stuff, but it would make sense, and it makes sense to the taxpayer and makes sense for the system.
Well, and the thing is that once you moved all of the inmates out of our present jail, it would take a while to get everybody moved over and whatever.
Sure.
Then that part would be vacant, and you could replace that elevator, which is one of the biggest problems that they're looking at is what about that elevator? So if that is a major problem, then you could do that and make that building last for several more years. And that way we wouldn't have to go into another bond issue right now. Because what could happen, it costs money to operate a work release center. Now, maybe the courts will say, well, we don't even want one anymore.
Good point.
They might say that because it's up to them. Absolutely. But as a reminder, when that building was built, the Justice Building was built, there was a work release center inside that building years ago. I think it was when Sheriff Kennedy was there that they no longer had that work release there, simply because we needed more bed space, and so they could double bunk that area, if I'm remembering right, and that gave us several more beds, and then we just didn't have a work release center. But it used to be in there, where the present jail is. So it wouldn't be like something that out of the norm to do something such as that. And then you
very interesting. Very interesting.
Well, I mean, I'm sure all it is just something to figure out a way to make use of the building that we have. And can you imagine if we close that Justice Building, and if we close the community corrections where they are, and if we close the clerk's office and all of that, how many buildings downtown that the county operates out of now will we vacate and leave all of those buildings sitting empty in a short period of time? That's not good for the economy for the city of Bloomington.
No, it's not. That's why everybody needs to work together and try to figure out a best case scenario instead of the let's just run over here because we have a blank canvas which we can make our own. It sounds like one of those shows on TV, on HGTV. Oh, we'll just make it our own, and we'll do it the way we want it, and we'll figure out how to pay for it later. Because what government is really good at is kicking the can down the street, and I'm surprised we've got strong legs, because it happens, and it happens, and it happens. So good, Marty. Keep throwing it in front of them. Keep talking about the Cowden property as well. These are all things that have to be on the table so we can make an educated and economic decision on all of it. One thing before we let you go is the Monroe County, the health clinic. What's going on over there, Marty?
Okay. I'm getting other questions about that as well. It was so strange because the director there had just been before us at a PAC meeting and talking about her positions, and that we'd already started sending some of the positions off to Wagner and Sheely to get the classifications that decisions made. We had not said no. We just said, get job descriptions updated, whatever. That she didn't mention one word that there was a major problem with the Futures Planning Clinic. So I was really shocked. Now I got a really nasty little email from somebody saying, well, you weren't paying any attention. Well, I mean, I try to know everything, but you know what? It's just impossible. Can't know everything, but it was not on anyone's radar. I mean, the other people on the council were saying they were shocked. Nobody had been told that there was a possibility, or that, there was conversation going on that it might close. So that's just, it's really sad, but evidently it's just nothing good's going to happen out of it. And when the director was there talking to the county commissioners this morning, and she made a very small report and asked if there was any questions. Of course, the county commissioners were very silent. No, they had no questions. So one other thing they did this morning, however, they okayed, I think it was like $75,000. It's quite a lot of money. I think it was $75,000 for surveys of the property at North Park. So they're just moving full steam ahead, just spending as if, whatever they want to do is whatever's going to happen, and go ahead and spend that money. We don't even have that second environmental report back. And, as if $75,000 was just a drop in the bucket. Didn't matter. I mean, I don't care. It's $75. Let us understand this is not our money that we're spending. It belongs to the people. And
well,
I just don't understand why we would do that. But do keep on your radar that we'll be hearing the public come in, I believe it is, on the 16th. If there's any amendments made to this resolution to go forward with the 0.2 jail tax, then it would have to be have a second reading. And so they have scheduled that for the 18th. So because we do expect there probably will be amendments. And so then they would have the amended one on the 18th, if that should happen that way. So
never
I'm
don't
sure I'm leaving out a lot of
you
things.
You are, but we'll get to them next week.
You got that.
Well, enjoy the 4th Street Festival. Enjoy all the last days of August. And enjoy
and
your
Labor
Day.
Campaign season.
Well, that's going to be an important one if you listen to these discussions on Wednesday afternoon. And if you're confused on why it keeps happening, you should probably look into these local elections, because that's where you make the biggest difference. I know some people.
Absolutely.
Right? People will tell you otherwise, but I don't think that's the truth. It's your money at this level that these people in these offices, your office included, that handle all this. So if you want to make a real difference, I would start looking closer to home. Put the Robertson Farms project on your list for next week as well. I know that did not...
Oh, right, and we need to talk about farm prices and what they're being taxed for. It's going through the roof.
Okay.
What they are taxed for their farms. And if they're not going to be allowed to develop it, then I don't think that they should not have to pay that higher price.
Yeah, one or the other, right?
Right.
Well, that makes too much sense.
Right.
No chance.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. We appreciate the update.
You too.
We'll talk to you next week.